Chapter 32, Marriage 1. What is the sacrament of matrimony? Matrimony is the sacrament which sanctifies the contract of a Christian marriage and gives a special grace to those who receive it worthily. What special grace does the sacrament of matrimony give to those who receive it worthily? The sacrament of matrimony gives to those who receive it worthily a special grace to enable them to bear the difficulties of their state, to love and be faithful to one another, and to bring up their children in the fear of God. Is it a sacrilege to contract marriage in mortal sin or in disobedience to the laws of the church? It is a sacrilege to contract marriage in mortal sin or in disobedience to the laws of the church. Instead of a blessing, the guilty parties thereby draw upon themselves the anger of God. What is a mixed marriage? A mixed marriage is a marriage between a Catholic and one who, even though baptized, does not profess the Catholic faith. Has the Church always forbidden mixed marriages? The Church has always forbidden mixed marriages and considered them unlawful and pernicious. Does the Church sometimes permit mixed marriages? The Church sometimes permits mixed marriages by granting a dispensation for very grave reasons and under special conditions. Can any human power dissolve the bond of marriage? No human power can dissolve the bond of marriage because Christ has said, "What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." Matthew 19:6. Marriage made and ruled by God. Marriage was made by God Himself when He created Adam and Eve. Quote, "A man shall leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh." Genesis 2:24. Matrimony comes from two Latin words, matris and munus, meaning the duty of motherhood. The very name indicates God's purpose in instituting marriage. That is the very first thing we must remember about marriage, that God made it. What God made, God governs. Therefore, the laws made by God in regard to marriage cannot be wrong, unreasonable, or too difficult. He, the infinitely wise and good God, made marriage for the good of the man, the woman, and the children, and for the happiness of the family, the good of the state, and the well-being of the human race. Thus, to violate God's laws in marriage can only result in injury to all those whom God intended to benefit by His laws. At the same time, men are free to marry or not to marry. They are free in choosing their partner in marriage. But once the marriage contract has been freely entered into, the parties to it are subject to the laws of God governing marriage. Christian marriage is a sacrament. Having studied the nature of the sacraments and their purpose, one would expect that Christ would institute a special sacrament to confer the graces necessary to enable members of His church to attain His ideal of marriage. And thus the Council of Trent has defined, quote, "If anyone shall say that matrimony is not truly and properly one of the seven sacraments of the evangelical law, instituted by Christ our Lord, but was invented in the church by men, and does not confer grace, let him be anathema." Session 24. But long before that, Pope Innocent IV, in the Profession of Faith, prescribed for the Waldensian heretics in 1208, included marriage among the sacraments. St. Paul's allusion. St. Paul speaks of marriage in such a way that its sacramental nature can be deduced from his words. Quote, "The husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be to their husbands in all things. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ also loved the church, and delivered himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, cleansing it by the laver of water in the word of life. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be two in one flesh. This is a great sacrament, but I speak in Christ and in the church. Ephesians 5:23-26, 31 and 32. Here, the union of man and wife in marriage is compared to the union between Christ and his church, which we have already considered in the instruction on the mystical body. There we saw that with his church, Christ forms one mystical personality to such an extent that he imprints his image to an extraordinary degree on his church. In marriage, husband and wife form one principle, so that the joys and sorrows of one are the joys and sorrows of the other. As the union between Christ and his church is absolutely indissoluble, so is Christian marriage. More, the union between Christ and the church comes about through the grace which flows from the head to all the members. Therefore, it can be inferred that a power of bestowing grace belongs to Christian marriage. Otherwise, the comparison used by St. Paul would lose much of its significance, and his statement that this is a great sacrament would be almost meaningless. So, St. Paul attributes to Christian marriage the three necessities of a sacrament. As it is a contract, it is certainly an outward rite. It is said to signify the union between Christ and his church, which is a union of grace. Moreover, it is a sign which produces the grace which it signifies, because it is clearly regarded as a supernatural and permanent union, like that of Christ and the church. But the union between husband and wife cannot be permanently supernatural without sanctifying grace, to which actual graces are joined. Only Christ can attach such grace to an outward sign. Therefore, Christian marriage must be an outward sign of inward grace instituted by Christ, and therefore a sacrament. As we shall see later, Christ demanded two properties of every Christian marriage: unity and indissolubility. Even the apostles expressed amazement at the difficulty of this doctrine. Therefore, we are justified in thinking that our Lord could never make such a demand unless he knew he was going to give the necessary graces to the partners in marriage. The usual way for him to do that would be through a sacrament. However, all this is rather incidental to the main argument. Even the Council of Trent does not claim that Scripture clearly teaches that marriage is a sacrament instituted by Christ. It only declares that St. Paul alludes to it. The main argument that it is a sacrament is from the constant teaching and practice of the church.